This is Dr. Vaidya for Flexible Somatic Osteo Report. This is Josephine Oman. Date of birth is 12-20-1931. Indication procedure was the patient has a weight loss anemia. She had a virtual colonoscopy done, which revealed the rectal mass about 4.5 by 5.1 centimeter in diameter and rectum on the virtual colonoscopy. She is here for flexible somatoscopy. Sedation will give maxillary and nursing method on the superior pressure, blood pressure, flexible somatoscopy. Instrument used by the Olympic video colonoscopy procedure at St. Francis San Francisco. Patient played laparoscopic for rectum and rectus sigma to descending colon. Adequately prepped from the rectum all the way to the distal descending colon. The serious scleral diverticulosis was noted. But I didn't coming on in the good careful examination of rectum, rectus sigma, and sigma colon, and I did not see evidence of any mass. There's one area that looks like some extra luminal structure creating a bulge in the rectal sigmoid area, but not clearly any mucosal lesion or any mass was noted. Rectal fracture, which showed grade 1 for hemorrhage or bleeding. This question associated with future term patient complication finding. Flexible sigmoidoscopy with distal descending colon, number 2, adequate prep, number 3, C squared diverticulosis, number 4. Careful examination of rectum, rectus sigmoid, sigmoid colon was done. No evidence of any apparent luminal mass or mucosal lesion noted. One area in the rectus sigmoid appeared to be a little bulge, but raising question, could this be extra luminal or extra rectal area mass that could be there, or which is might have seen on the virtual CT scan? But on the real video time flexible somatoscopy, I could not appreciate that. Number 4, internal hemorrhage recommendation. Because of the negative flexible somatoscopy and question of bulge, other than that, there's no mucosal lesion nor in the rectum, I would recommend patient have a transrectal endoscopic ultrasound to have an evaluation to see if there's any extraluminal, extrarectal area that could be in this. That could be contributing in the ischiorectal area. That could be contributing to this. Give a question as a mass on the virtual colonoscopy. Discussed this in the patient's daughter present time encounter. There seems to understand where the patient needs to be referred to Dr. VARADARAJULU for a transrectal endoscopic consult. Patient topic from the thing. The procedure was and further. The recommendation will be depending on the finding of the transrectal endoscopic ultrasound for the rectal mass noted on the virtual colonoscopy. And recently copied a patient primary care provider, Dr. Digesh, D-I-G-E-S-S, Digesh Choshki, C-H-O-K-S-K-I, C-H-O-K-S-H-I, Choshki, and primary Dr. Palam Sari. Their procedure was June 26th on 23rd, June 26th on 23rd. Patient drops, thanks.